and receiving touchdown in a single game. And the way that it happened with Amari, I mean, I don't know if you could have ever imagined that happening. Was that your favorite touchdown of your career? Can you take us through that play, kind of how it happened and the emotions after?
It's got to be up there. I wish he got credited for something there, an assist or a passing touchdown. But, again, I kind of threw a bad ball, so I was just kind of chasing it. It was kind of tipped around. He made a heck of a catch. Yeah. I threw it. It was just kind of sticky hand. And I just kind of chased the ball just to be there. And we made eye contact. And
that's what it was, yeah.
He just pitched it, and I had to go make a play. It was dope.
Mark, what is it like to knowing that you can have that type of eye contact with a quarterback who's just such an outstanding football player?
Nah, I was wondering what he was doing over there. Like, that doesn't usually happen, like, when you throw, like, a dart route like that. I just saw him. I figured he was over there because he wanted the ball, so I gave it to him.
Mario, have you watched Travis Kelce at all? Like, he's been doing that.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple years ago when they were trying to add that to their offense. So, yeah, I did.
Hey, Josh, first, win the division, your first goal out of the way. How impressive is it to do it this early?
It's a good feeling. You know, this one feels a little bit different. You know, this early in the season, we still got 5 games left. So the cool thing about it, like, you get to go out there, we get to go out there, and we get to play free, right? There's really no repercussions for what we're doing, but at the same time, we're chasing the one seed. We understand that, we know that, and we got to keep getting better each and every week. So, but it's going to be fun. I mean, to go out there and play free and play relaxed and play loose, I think that could be a dangerous team.
Josh, you took a different approach going into this season. How much did you try to maintain that approach going into this 12 games into the season?
Yeah, again, just trying to make good decisions with the football. Let our playmakers make plays. And I feel like we've been doing a good job of that. Still things to clean up. Still a couple things I wish I had back today. But, you know, that type of weather game, typically not a fan of, but that was a lot of fun today.
It had to be the shoes, right?
Absolutely.
Josh, a couple times there was, it seemed like the hand was bothering you a little bit. What happened there on the one line?
I got hit in the not-so-funny bone. It was bad. I don't know if anybody's ever been hit that hard in the funny bone where it feels like your hand's on fire. That's what it felt like, and I just kind of had no feeling in my fingers for a few plays.
Josh,
not fun.
I'm sorry. Early in the game, you know, they were fired up. You guys had gone to 3-and-out, and James makes that play. What did that do for everybody, especially to see him, you know, with that kind of speed on these kind of conditions?
We'll take those drives every day of the week. Every day of the week. Sparked some energy into us. He hit the hole. He hit it hard. We had guys blocking. All right. Ask him a question.
Mario, man, I know it's kind of tough always coming in mid-season to a new team, but how much fun are you having, you know, just being here in Buffalo? You got hat and T-shirt on, man. How excited are you?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. Obviously, it's always fun to win. Fun to be in a new place with, you know, a close-knit group, guys who, you know, love each other. They spend a lot of time around each other, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Josh, you had Sean doing snow angels after games. Is that something that you ever thought you'd see?
Honestly, no. He's the one that got me to do it, too. I wasn't, you know, I was just trying to give him some flowers. He was live on TV, and, yeah, I mean, anytime Coach asks you to do something, you do it. I'm a good soldier, so. I'm not the biggest snow angel fan because you get cold down there. My toes are freezing right now. I'm just trying to get in the shower, but it was fun.
Touchdown to Hollins. Could you just describe that, how you saw it?
Yeah, they kind of played 2 guys to Coop. That's kind of my first read. Eyes went left back to Dawson. And then, obviously, with how the footing was, our offensive line was able to just hold everyone at bay and allow me to look right, and Mac was kind of hand fighting with the DB over there and just gave him an opportunity to go make a play for us, and he did.
Josh, end of the first half, you know, 14-3, you're backed up way back. I mean, it was probably just be safe and don't make a mistake down there, but you went 97 yards. I mean, how big was that drive at that point in the game considering where you started?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was huge, especially given the fact that they were getting the ball after half as well. So we were able to kind of dwindle the time and not allow them to double dip, is what we call it. So just, again, an opportunity to be really good at situational football, and we did.
In that in those conditions, is it, you got to be impressed by the way you guys moved the ball. I mean, because it was hard to move the ball, I'm guessing, tonight, right? And to go 97 in that spot was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
Well,
expound.
Why was impressive?
Good word.
I mean, again, guys block their tails off, receivers in the run game going and getting safeties and DBs, allowing our running backs to, you know, we call it hat on hat, allow them to make some yards. And then the passing game, guys made plays.
Josh, son, in an interview, you said that a lot of people counted this team out, at least externally. So I know you just said it feels different to win the division at this point, but does it also feel like it means maybe a little more?
No. I mean, I think, you know, the only thing that this does is guarantees a spot in the playoffs. Like I said, still a lot to learn from and grow from throughout the season. You know, we got to play 5 more games, and next week we're going across the country, so we got to be ready for that one.
The touchdown to Hollins.
Say it again.
When was the last time you threw a ladder?
Honestly, I don't remember. I don't remember ever doing that.
Mark, what was the mindset, you know, coming off the bye week? What were some of the things that was coach telling you guys, you know, during the bye week?
Just the same thing, just not to get complacent, you know, just take it one step at a time, every game at a time. Obviously, we heard from the fact that this was an important game to win a division. Obviously, when you win a division, you automatically make the playoffs for the most part. So, yeah, that's what we were focused on.
How scary do you think this team could be, you know?
Yeah, with my experience, you know, I played on a lot of teams, some good teams, some bad teams. This is definitely a scary team. Like Josh said earlier, we just sealed an opportunity, and that's all it is, so we just have to take advantage of it.
All right, what's the mindset when the weather's like this? Because you know this could happen again before the end of the year, especially for a wide receiver, you know these kind of conditions. Does the mindset change at all when you go out in this kind of field and know what your role is in the game?
Not necessarily the mindset. Obviously, you have a job to do and you want to do that job. So from that standpoint, no. But it is a little bit of a different game as far as, you know, the footing. It's harder to catch the ball. So I always say you just have to focus a little bit more. That's it.
Josh, that touchdown to Mac established you as the new career leader in touchdowns for the Bills, surpassing Jim Kelly. What does that mean to you?
It's a cool stat. That's kind of all it is. Just trying to be the best quarterback that I can be for this Bills team. You know, we gotta find a way to get over the hump.
How's it feel to play as a soon-to-be married man?
Feel good. Feel free.